Here comes the time of scripture reading. 跟住我哋有读经嘅时间。Please open your Bible to John chapter 1, verse 29 to 34. 今日嘅经文系喺约翰福音第一章第29去到34节。我哋教会中文圣经1594页。John chapter 1, verse 29 to 34.We only have six verses of scripture, so we will read together in English, and then we read together in Chinese.
只有六節嘅聖經啦，我哋首先咧會用英文讀，然後咧就會用中文。
Okay. Let's read together in English first. John chapter 1, verse 29.
我一齊用英文去讀。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said,A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. And I myself did not know him, but sent me to baptize with water told me,The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen.
Okay, 我們現在會用中文一起去讀。約翰福音第一章29-34節。第二天，約翰見耶穌迎面而來，就說，看啊，神的羔羊，是要除去世人的罪孽的。这一位就是我所说的，有一个人是在我以后来的，位份比我高，因为他本来就是在我以前的。我本来不认识他，但为了要把他显明给以色列人，因此我来用水施洗。约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵，好像鸽子从天上降下来，停留在他的身上。我本来不认识他，但那差我来用水施洗的对我说：你看见圣灵降下来，停留在谁身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。我看见了，就作见证说：这就是神的儿子。
Merry Christmas. It does feel a little early. Seems to me it's a little early. Christmas is still 6 days away.
聖誕節快樂，好似早咗一啲啊，因為聖誕節仲有幾日先至到。
But we always designate a Sunday before Christmas to be our Christmas Sunday.
但我哋教會嘅傳統就係將聖誕節之前嘅主日就係用嚟做我哋嘅聖誕主日。
Now Christmas has many symbols.
聖誕節有很多代表性的影像。
Now I'm not talking about Santa Claus or reindeer or Frosty.
我不是說是聖誕老人或者聖誕的鹿。
Just religious symbols, there are many.
在我們宗教上的代表都是有很多的。
There's always a star.
有天上有星星。
There's always a manger.
有馬槽。
There's always three men dressing kind of weird, riding camels.
有三個好怪嘅騎住駱駝嚟嘅人。
And then you have always have the angels singing.
你當然係有唱緊歌嘅天使。
But the most important symbol of Christmas ought to be a lamb.
但最重要嘅代表應該係一隻嘅羔羊。
Because without the symbol of a lamb, the birth of the child in Bethlehem really doesn't mean a whole lot.
若冇呢只羔羊嘅時候。在伯利恒出生的婴孩就没什么意义了。
For the child that is born in Bethlehem in the manger is going to be the Lamb of God.
在伯利恒出生的婴孩就是那神的羔羊。
The Lamb has its origin, very, very simple. God uses the Lamb as a symbol. It's very early in origin.
神在很早以前已经用这只羔羊来做他的代表。
As early as the time of Adam and Eve, God has already used the lamb as a symbol.
做到在亚当和夏娃以前， 神已经用这个羔羊来到做代表了。
Now why would God use a lamb as a symbol? Why is it so important to us as Christians?
为什么神要用这只羔羊来做代表？为什么是这么重要呢？
Because the lamb has always been the means of sacrifice that God is pleased with, that God accepts, that God expects.
羔羊是永远是一直以来就是神所喜悦的，神所接受的奉献。
As early as the fourth chapter of Genesis, it doesn't get any earlier than that, or much earlier than that.
创世纪第四章已经记载到了。
Abel sacrificed a lamb from his flock.
亚伯是用羔羊来到奉献给神。
And that was a sacrifice that God accepts and was pleased with.
神所喜悦的献祭。
And then the next time we see the lamb as a sacrifice was Genesis 22.
第二次见到羔羊的时候就在创世纪第二十二章里面。
That's when God told Abraham to take his only son Isaac.
神当时就叫亚伯拉罕带他的儿子以撒。
Told him to go to the region of Moriah.
就去带到去摩利亚的地方。
And sacrifice him as a burnt offering.
用他来做一个
And the boy Isaac was totally ignorant what was going on.
以撒当时是不知道发生什么事的。
So Isaac asked his father while they were on their way.
所以以撒在一路在路途当中就问他爸爸了。
Dad,
爸爸,
where is the lamb?
这羊在哪里呢?
And Abraham answered in verse 8 in chapter 22.
創世記第二十二章第八節，亞伯拉罕就咁樣回答佢。
Abraham said, "God Himself will provide."
亞伯拉罕就話：神自己就係會預備。
God Himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son.
神自己就係會預備呢個焚燒嘅獻祭。
Dad, where's the lamb?
爸爸。这羊在哪里呢?
And that's going to be one question that's going to be asked by every Jew all through the Old Testament.
在旧约里面每一个犹太人就会问一个问题。
Because Jews knew and understand the meaning of the lamb.
犹太人是明白到这只羔羊的意义。
From the night of Passover when they left Egypt.
在逾越节的那一晚，当他们离开埃及的时候
，To the day they arrive at the foot of Mount Sinai，
直至到他们来到西奈山的脚下
，God Himself revealed to His people，
神就这样显明给他的子民
，Gave them the law, gave them the regulations, gave them the instructions，
将他的律法，将他的指示来到交给他的子民
，Very clear and specific instructions，
是很清楚的指示
，On sins, on sacrifices, and on offerings。
讲到听佢乜嘢系罪，乜嘢系奉献，乜嘢系神所喜悦嘅。
Because God wants His people to never forget.
神要佢嘅子民永远都唔会忘记。
Salvation come when a lamb gives up his life.
当羔羊放弃咗佢嘅生命嘅时候，救恩就嚟到啦。
Forgiveness of sin comes when a lamb gives up his life.
当羔羊奉献佢嘅生命嘅时候。
We are very familiar with the night of Passover, the story, the account of the Passover.
我都好记得逾越节的故事。
That Passover was a pivotal night in the history of the Jews.
逾越节在犹太人的历史上是很重要的一日。
That was the night God slain the firstborn, all the firstborn in Egypt.
那晚就是神将所有头生的儿子来到杀灭。
And the next morning, the Jews left Egypt.
第二日，猶太人就離開了埃及
，and left slavery behind，
將佢哋嘅捆綁嚟到解除
，and they began the journey into the promised land，
嚟到去到應允之地嘅旅程
，and God gave them very clear specific instructions，
神好清楚嘅將指示嚟到講俾佢哋聽
，God is saying this is how you are going to find peace with me，
神就對你話呢一個就係你哋在我身上找到平安的方法。
With all our failures, with all our sins, with all our flaws, whether it's personal or as a whole nation.
无论是个人的或者整个国家的过犯。
With all our offenses against God and against one another.
无论我们是向神或者向人的过犯。
How can we be forgiven?
我们怎样可以来到得到救恩呢?
How can we be reconciled with God?
我们怎样可以跟神来到和好呢?
How can we regain peace with God?
我们怎样可以再得到神的平安呢?
And the Jewish people again use the sacrifice of lambs.
犹太人就是再次的将羔羊来到奉献。
The 16th chapter of Leviticus.
在 利未記第十六章咁樣記載。
God said you had to take two lambs. Two lambs are involved.
神就話你攞兩隻羊。
The first lamb is going to be slain as a sin offering to God.
第一隻羊就係要殺咗嚟到為到罪嚟到獻祭。
But why two lambs? What are we going to do with the second lamb?
但係點解用兩隻羊咧？第二隻羊嘅用處係乜嘢咧
？The priest would lay his hand on the second lamb.
祭司就會將佢嘅手按住喺羊嘅頭上。
That's a symbolic transfer of the sins of the people onto this second lamb.
就係代表咗將人嘅罪嚟到轉移到去呢只羊嘅身上。
And then this second lamb will be released into the wild.
呢只羊就會喺旷野度放咗佢。
And the second lamb will wander off by himself, never to return to the people.
咁呢样就会。这样就会自己走了去永远都不会再回来了。
That is a symbol reminding God's people the sins of the people are laid on this innocent lamb.
这个就是代表了神将人的罪来到转移到这个无辜的羊的身上。
And the sins are carried away by this second lamb.
这样就会将罪来到带走。
And will never return to the people.
永远都不会再回转头。
God's anger, God's judgment will not come back to the people.
神的憤怒，神的制裁就不會再回到人的身上。
And the Bible has a special word for the second lamb.
神在聖經裡面對這隻羊有特別的名稱。
The Bible calls it the scapegoat.
這就是叫做代罪的羔羊。
Are you familiar with this term scapegoat? I'm sure you do.
我們每個人都聽過代罪羔羊的名詞。
We all know what a scapegoat is.
每人都知道什麼為之代罪羔羊。
He's an innocent party.
他是一個無辜的。
He's being blamed for the sin, for the wrongdoings, for the crime of a guilty party.
他為了另外別人所犯的罪來到頂上。
But that sacrificial lamb is most important in the hearts and minds of God's people.
在神的子民裡面，這樣的意義是非常重要的。
But that is not the only lamb being slaughtered.
但这只不是唯一 被屠宰的羊。
Every day, two times a day, every morning and every evening.
每日有两次是朝头早和夜晚。
Lambs were slain and sacrificed in the temple.
在圣殿里面都是会这样宰杀两只羊。
Because people need to be reminded.
因为人是需要被提醒的。
Salvation comes when the lamb is slain and his blood spilled.
当这只羊被杀血被流的时候
When the lamb is slain and the blood spilled, forgiveness of sin and peace is restored.
当这只羊被杀血被流的时候罪就会被赦免
Jewish people understood that principle very well.
犹太人就是很明白这个的意义
And for 1,000 years, every morning and every evening, they would do that.
每一日一千年来每一日都是这样做
But there's a problem.
但有一個問題
There's an unending frequency.
這個是不斷這樣做的
Every day for 1,000 years, they did that and repeat that.
一千年來一日日復一日這樣做
What does that tell you about the effectiveness of those sacrifices?
這些奉獻的能力有多大呢
It tells us that it's not very effective at all.
我們都知道是不是很大了
Because they had to do it twice a day and on a special day of atonement every year for 1,000 years they did that.
一千年来日日都是这样做，每个节日都是这样做。
Because if those lamps were so effective, why did they have to do it every day, twice a day, and every year?
如果他效力是很高的时候，为什么他们需要每日都是这样做呢？
If the lamps could really truly take away the sins and cover our guilt, why would they have to repeat it again and again?
如果他这样是被杀的时候是完全将我们的罪来到掩盖来到拿开的时候为什么他们是每天都是继续这样做呢
God did that for a purpose
神是这样就是有一个意义的
To remind the people forgiveness of sin can come only when a lamb is slain and his blood spilled
提醒到当这样被杀血被流的时候罪才可以被拿走
But the death and the blood of those animals can never be enough
但是这只羊的死亡还是不足够的。
The death and blood of those animals can never satisfy the demands of God.
因为神的要求是这只羊所流的血是不足够的。
You remember the question Isaac asked his father?
记不记得以撒问他爸爸的问题呢
Dad, where is the lamb?
爸爸的羊在哪里
Where is the lamb that can truly satisfy God's demand?
那 能够是完全是令神满意 的羊在哪里呢？
Where is the lamb whose blood can really cover our guilt?
他能够是用他的血来到完全遮盖我们的罪的羊在哪里？
Where is the lamb that God was supposed to provide?
神所预备的羊究竟在哪里呢？
Where is the lamb that can truly bring forgiveness?
真正是将罪来到赦免的羊究竟在哪里呢？
Dad, where is the lamb?
爸爸的羊在哪里呢？
That can truly bring us peace and reconcile us with God.
真系能够令我哋同神和好，同令我哋再次有平安嘅羊喺边。
And all through the Old Testament, the Jews were waiting and waiting and waiting.
不喺旧约里边，犹太人不断咁样嚟到等待。
Waiting for that lamb that God promised.
等待住神所应许住嘅羊。
See, all those animal sacrifices has God's purpose.
所以，当时嘅羊不断嘅被献祭嘅时候，神系有意义嘅。
They all point to one Lamb of God.
佢哋都系。指住喺一隻羊嘅身上
，that can truly once and for all
能够一次过嘅
，earn us forgiveness from God，
将我哋嘅罪喺神喺神身上。
And for a long time, God promised first through Abraham and then through the prophets。
由亚伯拉罕开始，至到所有嘅先知。
The prophets keep repeating the same promise.
所以先知系不断咁样嚟到讲出神嘅应许。
Especially the prophet Isaiah.
特别系以赛亚先知。
He said, "Isaiah said God will provide for us a real sacrificial lamb."
话神会将个真正嘅代罪嘅羊嚟到交俾我哋。
Just like that scapegoat.
就好似呢只代罪羔羊嘅。
And it's not going to be an animal.
唔系一只嘅动物。
But it's God's salvation to us, a savior to us, the Messiah, the Christ that God anointed.
而系神所安立嘅羔羊，神所安立嘅救主。
But just like that scapegoat.
就好似呢只代罪羔羊一样。
Where the sin of the people are transferred unto him.
将人嘅罪嚟到转移去到佢嘅身上。
The sins of the world will be laid on this Christ, laid on this Messiah.
世上嘅罪就会转移到。
And this scapegoat, this Christ, this Messiah, will carry the sin of the world away from us.
这个救主就会将世上的罪来到带走。
God promised us this real lamb.
神已经应许了我们这只羊。
Who will carry our iniquities, carry our sorrow, carry our pain.
将我们的苦的怨来到带走。
And this scapegoat, this innocent party, will take on the punishment of us, the guilty party.
呢只冇罪嘅羊就将我哋应该有罪嘅刑罚嚟到承担。
This lamb, this scapegoat, will be pierced for our transgression and crushed for our iniquities.
呢个羔羊，呢个代罪嘅羔羊就会将我。就会将我们的不足来到带走。
This promised Lamb of God，
这是神应许的羔羊。
He'll be wounded，
他将会被杀，被伤害，将会被杀。
His blood will be spilled，
他的血将会被流。
So that our guilt， so that our sins can be covered，
所以以致我们的罪可以来到被遮盖。
And salvation and forgiveness of sin will come to any man， any woman， any person，
任何一个人都可以得到这个的救恩。
If he is found or if she is found under the cover of his blood，
如果他是被他的这羔羊的血来到遮盖的时候，
forgiveness of sin will come to anyone，
神的原由和救恩就会来到临到每一个人的身上。
Who will trust in the death of this lamb，
如果他就是相信这只羔羊的死。
Wonderful promises，
是一个非常奇妙的英文。
But the problem is, promises are great.
但虽然这个英文是几咁嘅伟大。
Only if it is kept.
但它需要是成全了才是有效的。
You can promise anything you want.
可以应承人的任何嘢。
But if it's never kept, what good is it?
但如果不成全的时候就没用了。
God's promise is wonderful and great.
神的应允是非常之奇妙伟大的。
But for a long time was unfulfilled.
很长的时间是还没完全。
Spoken of.
经常是被提到。
But still no show.
但仍然未成全。
Prophesized for a long time.
是很久之前已经被讲述到了。
But everybody's still asking the same question, Dad, where's the lamb?
但他仍然是问爸爸这只羊在哪
里。The Jewish nation waited and waited and waited.
犹太的角度是一路这样等着。
The last time God spoke, was through the prophet Malachi.
最后一次神讲述到这样的时候，就是用马拉基的马拉基先知来讲述。
They're a long time ago, 400 years ago.
已经是过了400年了。
But God has been silent.
但是神是静止了。
400 years of silence and darkness is hard to bear.
400年的黑暗的沉寂是一段很长的日子。
It's like the early hours of the day, like 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning.
就好像凌晨四五点的一样。
Those are the darkest hours of the day.
这是一日当中最黑暗的时候。
And people are still waiting. People are still asking, Dad, where's lamb?
人们继续在等，继续在问，爸爸的羊在哪里呢？
But there's still an even more important question.
但有个更重要的问题。
Would the Jewish nation recognize the lamb?
犹太人可不可以清楚知道这只羊是谁的呢？
Even if the lamb was standing right in front of them, right in front of their eyes,
就算这只羊在他们的面前站着，
Would you recognize the lamb of God?
你会不会认到神的羔羊是谁呢？
If the lamb of God were to stand right in front of us, would you recognize him?
如果神的羔羊站在我们的面前，你会不会认出是谁呢？
I heard a story about a man interviewing for a job.
我听过有一个故事，有个人去见工。
He was a man of great self-confidence.
有个人是充满自信的。
He went to the top business school.
他在最好的商科毕业。
And he had the most impressive credentials and resume.
他的经历是很好的。
And he knew how to dress for success.
他衣着也是很成功。
He wore the best suit.
穿最好的西装。
Yeah, he wore Italian shoes.
最靓嘅意大利嘅皮鞋。
He was destined for success.
成功就系喺佢身上。
So he went to the company at his appointed time.
咁佢就系约好咗时间去嚟到去呢间公司里边啊嚟到见工。
And he went up to the secretary and presented himself.
咁佢就去到呢个秘书嘅时，呢个秘书嚟到啊同佢倾。
He was full of confidence. He was immaculately dressed.
佢衣着系非常之光鲜，佢非常之嘅。
And he was holding his resume, bulging with proofs of his qualifications.
厚厚的履歷。
The secretary asked him to follow her.
秘書就叫他跟著他去。
And led him into a waiting room.
帶他去一間房裡面。
And she said, the boss will see you in a few minutes.
他就說，老闆就會，等幾分鐘老闆就會來見你了。
He was so confident himself that he didn't even realize that the secretary had led him into a janitor's closet.
他充滿自信的時候，他根本沒有看到周圍的環境，他不知道這秘書就帶了他一間雜物房裡面。
He was so full of himself, he didn't realize it until she left.
他直到這個秘書出去之後，他才發現。
Well, confidence is a wonderful, necessary thing in interview, right?
我們見工是需要是有自信的。
Right? We dress, how we dress is important too, right?
我們的衣著也是很重要的。
Right? That's what they teach you in job interviewing.
他們很多人教你去见工时候都是需要这样做。
Oh, this man was so sure of himself, so proud of himself.
这个人是几咁自信，几咁自豪。
And then he finally realized that he was let into a janitor's closet, he was furious.
当他发现自己在一个杂物房里面的时候，他就非常之愤怒了。
Of course he wanted to leave, but before he can leave, the janitor came in.
他就想出去，但是他出去之前，那个清潔的工人就入到嚟啦。
And the man interviewing for the job began to rave and rant and complaining really, really loud.
呢個人就係非常憤怒嘅喺度係咁鬧佢，係咁嚟到投訴。
Who do they think I am?
咁佢以為我係邊個咧
？I have such and such credentials.
我嘅履歷係幾咁嘅好。
I have such and such qualifications and experience.
我嘅經驗，我嘅學識係幾咁嘅好。
I've done this project, I've done that project.
我係做過咁多咁多嘅工作。
I deserve better than this.
我係佢應該對我好多嘅。
But look where they put me.
睇佢哋擺咗我喺邊度。
In a closet, this is an insult.
佢將我擺喺雜物房嘅時候，簡直係一個侮辱。
Who do they think I am?
佢以為我係邊個咧
？Man, this company will be so fortunate to have me.
公司如果有我在那裡做事是非常之幸運的。
This company doesn't deserve me.
這間公司是不值得我在那裡幫
他
做事。
So after hearing a rather janitor had enough.
當他說完這麼多的時候，這個清潔工人就不耐煩了。
And the janitor left and the man came out too.
當這個清潔工人離開了之後，這個人也都翻了出來。
Went to the secretary and demanded, why did you keep me in the closet?
對這個秘書說，為什麼你放在我的雜物房裡面呢？
Where is the boss that was supposed to interview me? You know the story.
見應該嚟嗱，同我傾嘅老闆喺邊度咧
？The secretary said to him, he interviewed you already.
個秘書佢話佢已經嗱同你見過啦。
He found you unsuitable for this company.
佢覺得你唔適合我哋呢間公司。
And we regret the boss told me to tell you that there's no place for you here.
老闆就對我話，我哋公司係嚇。
See, the man was in the company of the boss. He faced him face to face, and he didn't even realize it.
同呢個人係唔同呢間老間公司嘅老闆係嗱面對面嘅傾，但係佢亦都唔，但係佢竟然唔知道。
He was so sure.
佢對自己係太過自信。
He didn't even recognize the boss when he stood in front of him face to face.
佢同老闆面對面嘅時候，佢都唔認得佢。
He earnestly believed that there is absolutely no reason whatsoever.Why he should not be in that company.
他認為自己是沒有原因，不應該在這間公司做事的。
Are you that man?
你是不是這個人呢？
Are you so sure of yourself?
你是不是對自己充滿自信？
Because you look so good on the outside.
可能你在外表上看來是非常好的。
Are you that man who is so confident of your qualification?
你是不是好像這個人一樣，對自己的履歷是非常自信呢？
That when you and I are in the presence of God, we don't even know it.
當你或者我在神的面前的時候，你自己都不知道。
Just like that man, you might think to yourself, why would God not allow me in his heaven?
你可能對自己說，為什麼神不讓我入到去神的天家呢？
Are you that man who is so sure of your goodness, so sure of your morals, so sure of your righteousness, that you have done no wrong?
是不是好像這個人這樣說，是這樣一樣，對自己的信心，充滿了信心，認為自己是多麼的好？
Are you that man that say that demand God, why should I not be accepted by you?
好像這個人這樣，是要求，對神這樣要求，為什麼我是不值得你接受呢？
Or are you that man?Who can even recognize the salvation of God, even if we were right in front of your eyes?
就好似呢個人咁樣，當救恩係臨到你面前嘅時候，你都認唔清楚。
Dad, where's the lamb?
爸爸，只羊喺邊度？
Where's the lamb that takes away the sins of the world?
將世界上嘅罪攞開嘅羔羊喺邊度？
Now that child that was born in Bethlehem, he was no fiction.He was born, he grew up into childhood, into adulthood. When the time comes for him to fulfill his life mission, he came out and he was recognized. And we find this public recognition in verse
29.
John the Baptist saw him coming to him and publicly declare.
使徒约翰见到的时候就当众的宣布。
Look, do you see what I see?
你见唔见到我所见到的呢？
Look, people, there is the Lamb of God.
指明了这个就是神的羔羊。
That's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
这个就是来到将世界罪攞开的羔羊。
That's the Lamb that God has promised all these years.
这个就是神一直所应许的羔羊。
Do you see what I see?
你见不见到我所见的呢？
Well, did the Jewish people see the lamb that God promised?
当时的犹太人是不是见到神所应允的羔羊？
There are those that saw it and there are those that didn't see it.
有些是见到，有些是不能够见到。
Who could see the promised lamb of God?
应该是可以见到神所应允的羔羊。
The people who can see, recognize the lamb of God, those that can see themselves honestly.People who see themselves honestly and recognize their own sinfulness. They recognize their own unrighteousness. They recognize their moral imperfection. Those who could recognize the Lamb of God are those who can recognize, wow,I really have a lot of ugliness in my personality, a lot of flaws there.
可以見到神的羔羊的時候，就認清了自己所有的污穢。
I really have a lot of deficits in my character.
我的性格、人性裏面是非常不足的。
Those who can recognize the Lamb of God are those who recognize their own failures, their guilt, and their own responsibility.
有人就見到自己的罪，知道自己所需要負的責任。
That is why John must come before the Lamb.
所以使徒约翰就要在这只羔羊之前出现。
Because John has been preparing for the way, for the entrance of the Lamb. Because John has been preaching the message of repentance.
And
John has been preaching, repent for the kingdom of God is near. Repent for the Lamb of God is here. You know, John did not mince words. He did not worry about infuriating and offending
people.
John called a spade a spade. He called people brutes of vipers and snakes. I mean, those are really bad words. You don't dare call people that kind of language. He confronts people who think they are so superior in the moral. John denounced those who try to cover their moral corruption with how superior they are in the family. Because John wants to confront people so that they may look at themselves honestly.
John
also prepared the way for the Lamb is different in the second way. He baptized Jews. He baptized his Jewish countrymen. See, baptism is alien to Jewish people. Jewish people do not baptize themselves. Because baptism is an admission of sinfulness. Baptism is an admission of moral contamination. Baptism is an admission that this person being baptized was at one time outside of God's favor.
See,
baptism to a Jew is reserved for Gentiles only who want to become Jews. So when John came out, he began baptizing Jews, and they come to John for baptism. Because of the preaching of repentance, because they recognize they themselves are in need of God's forgiveness.
You
see people only when a person recognizes moral bankruptcy. Only when a person recognizes personality flaws and character deficits. Only when a person recognizes sinfulness and in need of God's forgiveness. Only then can they recognize the Lamb of God. There were many others that were standing by when John said, "Look, that's the Lamb of God." Those were the Pharisees, the religious leadership. Those were the experts of the law, the Moses. And they were just like the man interviewing for the job. They said to themselves, "We are so morally qualified." They were so proud of themselves, of their moral achievements. They had the best credentials in their religious practices. They thought to themselves, "We look so good on the outside. How could God not be pleased with me?"
神怎可以不对我们
How could God not accept me into his company?
神怎可以不接受我们呢?
See, when a person sees himself that way, there's no way for him to recognize the Lamb of God.
若係咁咧，睇自己嘅時候就唔可以嚟到見到神嘅羔羊。
Because he sees himself so perfect.
因為見到自己係好似好完美嘅。
Why would they need the Lamb of God if they're so perfect?
如果自己係完美嘅時候，點解需要神嘅羔羊咧
？They say I'm so perfect. I have no sin to hide.
我係完美嘅，我身上係冇罪嘅。
They say I'm so perfect. I have no guilt to cover to be covered.
我係冇一啲罪嚟到。需要来到被遮盖的。
You see, dear people, the message today is very simple.
对大家讲，今日嘅信息系好简单嘅。
See, just like that day when John pointed to Jesus and said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
正如当日施洗约翰指住主耶稣话，呢个就系神所预备嘅羔羊。
The same challenge is brought before us all today.
我哋今日都系见到今日所接受嘅挑战，亦都系一样。
Do you see what I see?
你見唔見到我所見嘅咧
？Look, there is Jesus.
主耶穌就喺嗰度啦。
He is the Lamb of God that takes away your sins and my sins.
佢就係將你同我嘅罪攞開嘅羔羊。
You know what the world needs today?
知唔知今日世界需要乜嘢咧
？I mean, in every Christmas season, there's always a theme of peace.
每年嘅聖誕節，大家都係講到和平。
We all long for peace. Who doesn't long for peace?
每個人都係希望得到和平。
But dear people, you know it. There's no peace without forgiveness.
但我哋都知道，如果冇神嘅原谅嘅时候，我哋就得唔到平安和平。
There's no peace until each and everyone recognize that I have something that need to be forgiven.
如果我哋喺睇唔到我需要神原谅嘅地方嘅时候，我哋就唔会有平安和平。
There's no peace in any family, in any homes, in any marriage.
咁嘅时候，每个家庭、每个人都唔会得到平安和平。
Without forgiveness，
如果系冇神嘅原谅嘅时候
，and there's no forgiveness until each and everyone recognize， yes， I have something that need to be forgiven。
如果唔系，每一个人都系清楚明白到我系需要有嘢需要被原谅嘅时候。
Because what this world needs above all is once and for all a Lamb of God that takes away the sins of this world。
呢个世界需要最重要、最需要嘅就系一只攞开我哋啲罪嘅羔羊。
And what this world needs is that all may, each and every one of us may come under the cover of the blood of this Lamb.
我哋整个世界每个人都系需要被主耶稣嘅血嚟到遮盖。
God did not send us a philosopher on that Christmas day.
神喺圣诞节当日，神冇差遣一个
A lot of people are hung up by the philosophical question of pain and evil.
有多人就喺好似哲学性嘅咁样嚟到睇邪恶同埋痛苦。
I know at least one of you sitting right here.
最少有我哋当中最少有一个系咁。
Ask me this question a lot of times.
系不断咁问我一个咁嘅问题。
If God is so good, why is there so much pain and evil in this world?
如果神系咁好嘅时候，点解呢个世界仲有痛苦同埋邪恶咧
？Why is there so much suffering and injustice？
点解仲有痛苦同埋系不平咧
？And you cannot answer that question, so you blame God。
我哋唔能够答呢个问题嘅时候，我哋就赖神啦。
And you say, God, you are so unjust. You allow pain and evil to continue。
神你几咁唔公平？你容许痛苦，容许不公平嚟到世界上。
I will not trust you because I'm still hung up on this。
因为我咁样谂，我就唔再信任你。
I understand you are hung up by this philosophical question。
我知道大家都系，好多人都系咁样嚟到思考呢个嘅问题。
But you keep on holding that question. Actually, you are trying to evade your responsibility。
我哋喺找出呢个问题嘅时候，我哋就系嚟到想避开这个真实的答案。
You are using that as an excuse to face up to your responsibility.
用这个藉口来到不承担自己的责任。
Because the truth of life is this.
生命的真实是这样的。
We have all, each and every one of us, contributed our share into the injustice, into the pain, into the evil of this world.
让我们每个人都是在这个世界上面的不公的邪恶来到供应了出去。
We just don't want to face up to your own responsibility, that's all.
我们只是不想承认到，不想承担起我们自己的责任。
God did not send us a philosopher that day.
神 神当日冇差派一个哲学家嚟到我哋当中。
God sent us a lamb, a savior that takes away your sins and my sins。
神差派一只羔羊，一个救主嚟到啊承担起我哋嘅罪。
God did not send us a teacher that day either。
当日神亦都冇差派一个教师嚟到我哋当中。
If you're looking for the secret of life, you want to find a guru so you can learn how to be happy forever。
有好多人都系想揾到一个智者，一个教师嚟讲嚟听，点可以得到生命嘅快乐。
You won't find that answer either。
呢个系我哋揾唔到嘅答案。
And God definitely did not send us a Santa Claus。
神亦都系当日冇将双圣诞老人嚟到差派到我哋当中。
If you're looking for presents because you think you've been a good boy, good girl, you'll be disappointed。
如果你系希望得到一份礼物嘅时候，你就会失望啦。
A lot of people come to church, a lot of people come and thinking that, oh, if I request, I pray, Jesus may answer me.
有的人来到教会就想，如果我向神祈祷的时候，我就会得到我所祈求的。
I mean, it's almost like going to Wong Tai Sin in Kow Long Sing, I
think. 就好像香港去拜黄大仙的一样。
Oh, you burn incense and you ask for a son if you are infertile.
咁我好多人就喺去到呢啲嘅偶像里边嚟到上香嚟到祈求自己所想要嘅。
And you ask for success and prosperity if you're doing business。
可能做生意嘅希望系生意兴隆。
Or you ask for a husband or wife if you're single。
Yeah, 单身嘅可能就会去到求偶。
I guarantee you, you'll find that Jesus 唔靓啊 ，unreliable。
但系好肯定咁讲你听。主耶稣系你咁样祈求主耶稣嘅时候系唔会灵嘅。
You know why I can promise you that？
点解我可以咁样嚟到同你讲咧
？Because God said I did not send you a Santa Claus. I did not send you a money tree.
因为神对我哋话，我唔系差派一个圣诞老人或者一棵摇钱树摆喺你哋嘅身边。
But if any one of us will recognize and see honestly how corrupt and bankrupt I am in my moral。
但你好诚实咁睇。看到自己，我哋自己系几咁腐败、几咁邪恶嘅时候。
If you and I can recognize the contribution of the pain and evil and injustice that I have contributed into this world，
如果我哋真系认清咗我哋点样去帮助呢个世界变成败坏嘅时候。
If you can recognize your offenses that you have against God and against each other，
如果我哋真系清楚明白到我哋点样嚟到得罪人、得罪神。
If you can recognize your responsibility,
如果我哋真系睇清楚我哋自己嘅责任
，then the good news of that Christmas day is this: you need not be burdened anymore.
当日第一次嘅圣诞节嘅好消息就会系好清楚嘅临到我哋身上，我哋可以清楚明白。
For the Lamb of God is here.
因为神嘅羔羊已经嚟到。
His life has been given for you.
佢嘅生命已经交托咗俾我哋。
His blood has been spilled for you.
为我哋佢。为我哋流咗自己嘅血
，and he can carry away your sin and guilt if you would allow him。
如果你容许嘅时候，佢就可以将你嘅罪嚟到带走。
And all you need to do is lay your sins and your guilt on him。
你唯一需要做嘅就系将你自己嘅罪嚟到摆喺佢嘅身上。
And allow him to carry it away, never to be counted against you anymore。
容许佢将你嘅罪嚟到带走，永远都唔再嚟翻到你嘅身上。
See, to believe in Jesus doesn't mean that you're going to trust in him that heal whatever ailment you have today.
信靠耶稣唔系话系佢可以将你嘅病嚟到医好。
He can do that, but that does not mean believing in him.
当然佢可以咁样做，但系呢啲唔系信靠佢嘅原因。
It definitely, certainly does not mean that he's going to give you whatever you ask and pray for.
当然，佢唔系话系有求必应嘅。
Because that kind of belief is no different from going to the temple, like I said earlier。
系咁样嘅信法就系好似去拜偶像嘅一样。
But to believe in Jesus, to have that saving faith。
我哋信靠主耶稣，我哋信靠佢嘅救恩。
Is that trust in him? He is the Lamb that takes away your sins.
我哋系信靠佢可以将我哋嘅罪嚟到带走。
He is the Lamb whose blood is spilled for you.
佢就系为我哋流血嘅羔羊。
He is the Lamb that bore, that carried your guilt and your penalty.
佢就系将我哋嘅承担俾我哋嘅罪嘅羔羊。
And allow yourself to be covered by him.
容许我哋将俾佢嚟到遮盖。
And the blessing of Christmas is this.
圣诞节嘅祝福就系咁样。
You are free from your guilt.
我们脱离我们的罪。
You are pardoned from the sentence of sin.
我们不再受到惩罚。
And you are forgiven.
我们被原谅。
And the record is wiped clean.
我们所有的罪恶都被罗清。
Never to come back to haunt you.
永远都不再回来要我们自己承担。
And not just that, you're going to be welcomed into God's household, into God's family.
也都是 更加是我们可以回到神的家里。
From the moment you recognize Jesus the Lamb and you trust your life under him,
我们最初见到神的羔羊来到对他信靠的时候,
God sees you no longer as his enemy, but he sees you as his son.
神再敌对你，将你好像儿女的看待。
You see, only when your relationship with God is restored,
直到我们与神的关系和好的时候,
only then he will begin to work in your heart, in your mind, in your understanding.
在那时候神才可以在你的身心灵来作工,
and to have your questions answered.
那你的问题就可以得到答案。
You see, dear people, I'll say it again, peace on earth is an illusion.
再次对大家说，世上的平安和平只是一个 一个幻想。
See, because there's no peace because there's offenses.
因为世上人不断地来攻击对方。
Brother offended brother, sister offended sister.
兄弟姊妹互相的对抗。
Son offended parents.
儿女得罪父母。Husband
offended wives.
夫妻互相的得罪。
Race against race, nations against race, and the list go on and on and on and on.
种族国家互相的抵抗。
It's only an illusion that we try to numb ourselves.
好像麻醉自己一样。
There is no peace until unless there is forgiveness.
直到有神的原谅的时候, 我们是不会得到平安和平。
And there is no forgiveness until ourselves is placed under Christ.
直到我们将我们放在神上的时候, 我们是不会得到原谅。
And until we experience and re-enjoy the forgiveness of God, can we begin to rebuild the peace that is lost in wherever you are?
直到我们得到神的赦罪、神的原谅的时候, 我们才可以得到真正的平安。
When will God ever allow us to be free from our guilt?
神何时才容许我们脱离我们的罪呢?
When will God ever allow us to enjoy his pardon?
神何时才可以享受到他的原谅呢?
When we recognize the Lamb of God and place our trust in him,
当我们见到神的羔羊，接受神的羔羊，将我们的信靠摆在他的身上。
Do you see what I see?
你见不见到我所见的呢?
John said to everybody around, you look, you see what I see, there's the Lamb of God.
使徒约翰对他身边的人说, 你见不见到我所见的呢?
See, dear people,
所以各位,
I'm glad I see some of you for, I haven't seen some of you for a long, long time. At least one of you, you know who I'm talking about.
有很多人我已经很久没见了。
Yeah, I've been with you for so many years.
已经等到
From you were very young to now.
由你年轻至到而家,
it's the same message I've been telling you.
这个是我同你所讲，同你不断所讲的信息是一样的。
What do you need in life?
你的生命所需要的是什么呢?
What do you think the world needs?
你认为世界所需要的是什么呢?
What you need is a new life in Christ Jesus.
你所需要的是在神里面的新生命。
Until you begin that new life in Christ,
直到你在神里面得到新生命的时候,
you are continuing going around and around in circle in darkness.
不过是在暗中不断地兜来兜去。
My friend, you know I'm speaking to you.
你知道我是跟你这样说的。
Come under the blood of Christ.
来到神的宝血当中。
Let him be your Lord and Savior.
让神成为你的救主。
Do you think people respond to this kind of invitation?
会不会相信人会对这些信息有反应呢?
You can bet your bottom dollar that people do respond.
你可以真的相信人会对这些信息有反应的。
Just this morning,
就好像今天一样,
one of you came to the Lord.
其中我们其中一个人是来到主的。
I'm sure the person's faith is very elementary, very beginning, expected to be.
就呢個人係嘅信心就係好似就係初信嘅一樣。
Salvation do come。
係，但係救恩係會臨到。
And may salvation continue to come upon us。
願我哋嘅願救恩嚟臨到我哋嘅身上。
Thank you.